Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
She is the executive director of the Edison Park Chamber of Commerce. She is Amanda Harris. Thank you so much for joining us on 720 WGN. How are you, Amanda?
Hi, doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You got so much stuff going on, like right now.
Yeah, 50th anniversary of Edison Park Fest.
That's incredible. How did it all start?
So believe it or not, it actually started as a sidewalk sale along Northwest Highway. And since then, it's grown, and it's now one of the largest neighborhood festivals in the city of Chicago.
Wow, it's come a long way. A sidewalk sale, really?
Yeah, believe it or not.
And people just had stuff to sell, and they started it that way?
Yeah, so we have a large business district along Northwest Highway, so I think what happened was, you know, all the businesses wanted to come out and show face and come together for one weekend, and that just grew and grew and grew.
Very cool. What kind of special plans do you have for the 50th anniversary?
So this year we're doing a couple new things. We're going to do a summer car show. That's something we've never done before. Ooh. Really excited about that. We had to make it a registered event just because of the space that we have. So it will be in the Seward Funeral Home parking lot on Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Okay.
Another thing that we're bringing for the kids is an extreme trampoline show on Saturday and Sunday. All of the times are posted on our website, edisonparkfest.org. We're also doing a carnival this year, which we've never done before. Rides kind of geared for 5 to 10-year-olds. We have a Notre Dame basketball clinic that we're featuring Saturday at Olympia Park from 1:30 to 3. And then a bike parade for kids 2 to 12 Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Very, very family friendly. Wow, that's
very
awesome.
Family friendly. Fear not, we do have activities for the adults. We have a bags tournament on Sunday.
Cool.
Bags fly at 1 p.m. That also is a registered event. And then we will have bingo sponsored by Firewater Saloon all weekend long.
Very cool. Now, I'm kind of familiar with the layout. Where's the car show going to be? Because like you said, you need a lot of room for that, right?
Right. So what we did was we are putting the car show in the Seward Funeral Home parking lot, which bellies up to the grounds of the fest right along Oshkosh Avenue and Northwest Highway.
Right, right, right. Okay, cool, cool. It's right across from the actual Edison Park, right?
It is, yeah, the field house.
See, I know what's going on.
You do.
The car show. Now, do you know how many entries you have?
So we were only able to host 50 cars, like you said, because of the size of the lot. But, we filled out, and we have a gentleman that's actually going to host the event for us. We are also donating half the proceeds to the Good Food Pantry. They'll also be on site that day collecting food items to feed the hungry.
That's awesome. Very cool. Now, I'm hoping that there'll be some 1972 cars there, being it's the 50th anniversary, right? Some cool muscle cars?
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. How do I get tickets?
So everything's free.
You don't even need a ticket to get in?
You do not. Nope. There is a $5 suggested donation, but again, the Edison Park Fest is completely free.
That's awesome. One of the cool things I know, by the way, we're talking with Amanda Harris, the executive director of the Edison Park Chamber of Commerce. Edison Park Fest is going on right now, the 50th anniversary. One of the things I like is when you see the kids grew up there. And then when they go to high school and they go to college, and this is kind of like just before they go back to college, right?
It sure is. It's the weekend before. And I have to say that I experienced the exact same thing. I grew up here, went to high school here, left for college, but I'm back.
That's cool. And it's this time of year mainly for that reason, right? Kind of a last blast of summer, right?
It sure is. You got that right.
Yeah. So when the kids go back and they are of legal drinking age and they can actually go into the beer tent, that's a cool thing, right?
Of course.
They go with all their friends and it's an annual event, like you said.
It sure is. We all come back to the neighborhood.
Very good. What kind of food can we expect, Amanda?
So food, we've got 8 vendors this year. We're any assortments from tacos to pizza, your typical fun fast foods, an ice truck or an Italian ice truck, an ice cream truck, lots of good stuff.
Very nice. And what about entertainment? What can we look forward to here?
We've got a lot of entertainment lined up for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, we open at 5 p.m., so we'll have 2 bands at night. Everett Dean and the Lonesome Hearts kicks us off, and then we close with Hillbilly Rockstars on Friday night.
Talk to me about Hillbilly Rockstars. I saw this. I'm like, what's the story here? There's got to be a story, right?
Yeah, no, they're a great country band. We've actually had them in the past. They're awesome. They have a great following, and people love them so much, so we wanted to bring them back for our big celebration.
Very cool. So that's tonight, Friday. What's going on Saturday, the 13th?
Saturday, we're actually starting with a chamber member of ours. They're called School of Rock, so they're a bunch of younger kids. They're fabulous, so they're going to kick us off at right at noon when the fest opens, followed by Gerald and Camille. Then we have EZFM. Then we have the Gingers. And closing that night are the Lounge Puppets. They're more of like a rock band, 70s, 80s.
Very cool. Last but not least, Sunday the 14th.
Yeah, Sunday we're going to kick off with Sealed with a Kiss. Then we're going to have Alt 101, followed by the Gurus, and then Seventh Heaven will be closing us out.
It's a strong lineup, Amanda.
It sure is.
That's very cool. Good, good, good. So what can we expect when we go there? Where should we go first? Should we eat? Should we see a band? Should we have a drink? Talk to me about that.
The nice thing about our layout is everything's kind of centralized. So whether you're grabbing food, you can definitely still listen and hear the music. If you're in the kids section, regardless how far down you are, the stage is visible at any entrance. I think it's more a personal preference. If you're with the kids, you're probably going to want to hang out near the carnival rides, check out the extreme trampoline show. You know, if you're kid-free and you want to hang out in the beer garden, by all means, grab some food, grab a beer, and enjoy yourself.
Now, will EPI and Moretti's be open at the same time? Of course, right?
Yes, they will be open. And their hours, they will actually still be open even after the fest is closed.
And that closes at 10 o'clock, right?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday.
That's pretty much a usual nowadays, right?
Correct, 10 p.m.
Got it. Very cool. 50th anniversary of Edison Park Fest. We've got 1 minute left, Amanda. What else can you tell us about the fun stuff going on there?
Last but not least, you know, just grab the kids, grab your friends, come out, eat some delicious food, grab a nice beer, check out our car show, something new we've never done before, join the bags tournament, play some bingo, listen to some live entertainment. I think there's a lot of fun things to offer this weekend.
So much to do for everyone, all members of the family. Amanda, thank you for taking the time to join us here on 720 WGN.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Cannot wait to see that car show, right? And other things as well. Edison Park Fest.